So as we go into the word this morning, this message, I hope you get fired up. You ready to get fired up?
Yeah.
All right, you want to be fired up?
Yeah.
All right, you're asking to be fired up, right?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So that means you're going into the fire. Whoa, wait, no. Oh. Backtrack, Pastor. Not. Well, I was doing so good there, wasn't I? I was just doing wonderfully. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 43, it says, Isaiah 43, I, the Lord, have created you. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression or depression or suppression or any kind of sessions, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned up. So you ready to get fired up? Ready to go into the fire? Okay, well, maybe some of you. All right, so let's go to the book of Daniel, because this is a literal example of people that went into the fire, and you may be familiar with this story. It comes from Daniel chapter 3, and it's a story about a very evil, awful king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. And he was so full of himself, and he thought he was so great, and he wanted people to bow down and worship him. He actually made a gold statue 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. And he set it up on a plain, out there in the plain, so everybody could see this great king, the monument he made to himself. That was King Nebuchadnezzar. Then he sent messages to the princes, prefects, governors, advisors, counselors, judges, magistrates, and all the provincial officials to come. He even put it on Facebook. And he said, he Googled it out there. He Twittered it. And he told them to come to the dedication of the statue he had set up. Come and worship me, is a message he put out. I'm bigger and greater than anybody, including God, in his own mind. When all the officials had arrived and were standing before the image King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, a herald shouted out, "People of all races and nations and languages, listen to the king's command. When you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and other instruments, bow to the ground to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. Anyone who refuses to obey will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace. So bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar or else you're going to be thrown into a fiery furnace. And you are being threatened that if you don't worship that God, the God to himself, you're going to be burned up." Scary thing, isn't it? What do you think the people felt? Awesome fear. Terrible fear. What do we do now? We better do what? Bow down. We better bow down because this man is so powerful, so enormous, and so awful and so demented and so cruel and so powerful, more powerful than us, and we don't want to get hurt by that king. So at the sound of the musical instruments, all the people, whatever their race or nation or language, bowed to the ground and worshiped the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. All those people bowed down. All those people. You see what crowds will do in fear? You see people will do in fear? You see what you and I will often do in fear when someone seems more powerful than us, or maybe our fears seem more powerful than us? Anybody here afraid of anything or anyone? Yeah, we're afraid of a lot of things, right? Spiders. Oh, no. Creepy crawly things of all kinds. Creepy crawly people. Verse 8. But some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. Well, wait a minute. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "Long live the king. You issued a decree requiring all the people to bow down and worship the gold statue when they hear the sound of the musical instruments. That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, three of them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Three out of all the people on the earth at that time, all the people in this area, there were three that said, oh no, we refuse to bow down. And these guys, these beautiful, wonderful tattletales, make sure that King Nebuchadnezzar knows about this, right? And he says, they refuse to obey, they must be thrown into a blazing furnace. There is Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. So these three Jews also had some leadership, right? They were in charge of something. So they should have followed, right? Because they were right below the king, right? They have defied your majesty by refusing to serve your gods or to worship the gold statue you have set up. So they refused to worship Nebuchadnezzar's gods or Nebuchadnezzar. What's going to happen to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They're going into the fiery furnace. They're going in, baby. They're going in there because they refuse. They refuse to bow down. They refuse to give up. They refuse to allow somebody in power to do something evil to the rest of all the other people. They refuse to put this person above God. They refuse to put their fears in front of themselves and back away from them. They were willing to go right into the fiery furnace no matter what, regardless. You're getting fired up. You're going in the furnace. Get ready. We brought some fire suits, not to worry. Verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and ordered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be brought before him. Not only does he, so he says, come in. All right, you three, get up here. Come on, stand in front of me. I want to hear from your own lips that you're willing to not bow down before me. So what do you think Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are doing when they're standing before the king? Oh, no, what is he going to do to us? Oh, no, what am I going to do? Shaking in their boots? Can you hear the rattling of their knees? Somebody else want to come up here and talk in front of the group so I can make your knees rattle really easily, right? See? See what fear will do? Oh, just, no, sorry. Okay, so moving right along. When they were brought in, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my gods or to worship the gold statue I have set up? I will give you one more chance." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had an opportunity right before the king, right then and there. They could have what? Saved themselves from being thrown in to the fiery furnace. All they had to do was just backtrack on their statement that they refused. All they had to do was think about it a little more. You know, maybe it's not that bad a thing that I have to bow before this king. I can still believe in God, and I can still trust God. And, you know, maybe let's think this through, guys. Hey, Shadrach, you really want to get burned up in a furnace? Meshach, what do you think? Abednego, I better go. Oh, anyway. If you bow down and worship the statue I have made, when you hear the sound of the musical instruments, all will be well. See, who has the power? Who has the power? Who has the power? Who thinks he has the power? Nebuchadnezzar, right? Who has power over you? Who can scare you? Nobody. But big bad Nebuchadnezzar can. If you're going to get thrown into the fire, If you're threatened with your very life, what do you think you're going to do? You ready to go in the fire, church? Ready to stand up for what's right, church? Ready to stand for God and what God stands for? Ready to get thrown in the furnace because you're not supposed to refuse to obey? Bowing down to some other authority that is here on this earth that thinks you're supposed to bow down and be afraid? Yeah, are you ready not to bow down any longer to your fears, your doubts, your worries, and all those kind of things? Are you ready to stand up to those things that scare you? God said that when I go through the fire, I won't be burned. Does that make any sense in reality? Huh. I'll keep going. So he says it will be well. Just go along with my plan, King Nebuchadnezzar's saying. All will go well if you just do what I want you to do. If you do what I'm threatening you with. Just bow down to that. And all will be well. But if you refuse, you'll be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. Next question he asks. Now, here's a powerful question that we all have to know and ask ourselves. What God will be able to rescue you from my power then? What God will? What God will be able to rescue you from your fears? What God will be able to rescue you from your doubts? What God will be able to rescue you from your addictions? What God will be able to help you through the fire? What God? Our God, right? We have a God we know that will help us, right? Even in the darkest hours of all of our lives, even in the situations that are happening in our world, our God will help us. We have no one or nothing to fear. And we're going to stand up for what's right. And who God is. And we will never bow down to any kind of force that tries to tell us otherwise to turn away from our God. Right? Right. Beautiful. You got me. All right. Awesome. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. We don't have to explain ourselves to you one bit. We don't answer to you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. If we're thrown into the blazing furnace, if we're thrown into an awful circumstance, if we're thrown out into places where nobody wants us, if we're faced with obstacles, if we're faced with fears, if we're faced with worries, if we're faced with opposition, our God is able to save us. And save our world. Our God is able to overcome evil. Our God is more powerful than anything or anyone that can come against humanity. Our God is able to save you, to save us, and to save our world. Our God is able. So do what you want, King Nebuchadnezzar. Throw me in the furnace. Go ahead. See what's going to happen to you. Verse 18. But even if he doesn't, whoops, what I mean, what, huh? What? You mean I could be put in a very terrible circumstance and God may not take me out of it? Bad things may happen to any of us and all of us one day. Yes, even if he doesn't get me out of this mess I created for myself or you created for me or the world's created, even if God doesn't get me out of the circumstance I'm in, I will trust in him, right? Even if he doesn't, beautiful verse 3:18, it says, even if he doesn't, your majesty, you can be sure that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. We will not put down our ethics or our integrity or our beliefs in our God, or we will not stop loving just because someone else refuses to love. We won't do it. We will not bow down to any of the fears or doubts or worries that try to come against us. We won't do it, right? We won't. No matter what. Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Ruh-roh. 7 times hotter. You ever feel like the heat gets turned up in your life every once in a while? Things go from bad to worse? You ever notice that sometimes things come against us and or you and or we as a culture and as a people, that things get worse? The heat gets turned up and things start to boil, right? Nebuchadnezzar was going to make sure that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not only burned up, but they became crispy toast. It's kind of, if you ever cooked any, ever eaten any of my food I've cooked, you can relate. I make a mean French toast. Black on both sides. I digress. Sorry. Point being this, right? The enemy wants to try to turn things up so hot to try to destroy us and all humanity, right? Thinking that he can. This king thinks I can destroy these 3 Jews and be done with them. Just like the enemy is trying to think we can be destroyed. Turns up the heat that much hotter. Maybe then you'll lose your faith. I'll add a little bit of hot sauce on top of that, and I'll throw in some kerosene, and I'll throw some bunch of stuff on top of you, and then maybe I'll be able to destroy your faith. You see what's really trying to happen here with King Nebuchadnezzar, with those Jews that were there? Now, it doesn't say it in Scripture. I want to know where all the rest of the people were. Remember all the people in the provinces, all the leaders, all those people? I kind of wonder, where were they? Were they watching this? Probably. I'm sure there were live trucks and satellites and on CNN and MSNBC. There they were. They zeroed in and everybody, breaking news, breaking news. Everybody watch. King Nebuchadnezzar is going to kill the 3 Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because they refuse to bow down to evil. Those 3 are going to be destroyed and everybody's going to watch. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army. The strongest men. See, this Nebuchadnezzar, he's a little afraid of these guys' faith, right? And maybe the God that these people serve, right? So he gets his strongest people to bind them up. So not only here's the picture, right? You got the furnace sitting there, 7 times hotter. You got these guys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, and they're tied and bound. You ever feel tied up by your fears? You ever feel frozen? You ever feel stuck right where you were, as though things are holding you down and back and you just can't even move? You ever feel that way as things come against you and you're just wrapped up in fear and doubt and worry, and before you know it, you're sinking lower and lower and you can't even move or budge? That's what they did to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind them and throw them into the blazing furnace. So there they go. They're bound up. And he throws them in. One at a time. One. There they go. That's the end of them. I'm the great king. Now the rest of you, you just saw what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I made examples of them. Therefore, you're going to be afraid of me. Well, let's read the scripture. They tied them up and threw them into the furnace fully clothed. And because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames leaped out and killed the soldiers as they threw the men in. Whew. Man, this is dangerous stuff. This is scary stuff. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell down into the roaring flames. Done for. Boom. But suddenly, don't you love but suddenlies in the Bible? I love but suddenlies. I love but suddenlies. Gets me fired up. As he was watching, Nebuchadnezzar jumped in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up three men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, we did, Your Majesty. We have it right on film. We have a cell phone video of it." "Yes, Your Majesty. You threw in three." "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see four men. Four." Now, we know the soldiers that threw them in are dead. Nobody else volunteered to go in with them. There's a fourth in the fire. Who do you suppose the fourth in the fire is? God, Jesus Christ himself. When you're in the fire, you are not alone, are you? If three of us are thrown into the fire, guess what happens? A fourth shows up. If one of you is thrown into the fire, a second one shows up. Guess what? Every single time, because when you get thrown into the fire, you are never, ever alone. Ready to go in the fire? No, I still got a no over there. And he says, "Look, I see four men unbound." You see what Jesus does? When you're in the middle of a burning, awful circumstance, if you're in the middle of a fire and firing upon you, when the enemy is trying to destroy you, in the middle of that, or destroy people you love, or destroy your relationships, destroy any part of you, destroy our world, destroy our country, destroy people, when the enemy is trying to do that, we get unbound. Jesus comes in and steps in and unbinds us and sets us free from the things that are holding us back and down, particularly our fears, right? Unbound. And guess what they're doing? Walking around in the fire. Do 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 da 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 da. I'm in the fire and it's not burning me. Na 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 na. You can't get me, Nebuchadnezzar. Now I know why David danced before the Lord. See, when Jesus steps into your circumstance, when Jesus gets into the fire with you, when he comes into that awful place where you are, when all of a sudden he unbinds you and sets you free from your fears, the fear of loss, the fear of death, the fear of anything, he sets you free from that. And before you know it, he helps you start walking again and moving again. And saying, "Listen, it's time to just run forward, away out of this place that you're in." I know this. Oh, let's keep going. I'm going to show you what happens in the scriptures. They aren't even hurt by the flames. And the fourth looks like a divine being. Really? Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God." There'll be a day when people will bow to the Most High God, who's higher than anyone or anything, even your fears, even your doubts, even your worries, even your pain, anything that's binding you. God is greater than that. And here's what happens. He says, "Come out. Come here." So I'm just imagining this. There's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar wants us to come out. What do you think, Jesus? Should we go show that he can't hurt us? He's calling us out of the fire. I guess we'll go. Right? So God can be glorified, right? Listen, church, when you're in the fire and we're in the fire together, when God gets us out of the fire, we step out of that situation, that circumstance, that fear, that problem that we've had, whatever it might be. When we step out, we can say to others, "You know what? I thought I was a goner. Man, oh man, it was hot in there. Phew, I'm sweating. But God got me out of that. He brought me out into a place of life again. So you could believe that our God is greater than any fear, any worry, any loss, anything of this world that thinks it can harm you or put you down. Our God is able to save us and help us out of the fire that we're currently might be in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. See, once God, listen, just imagine this. If Jesus goes into the fire with you, or with me, or as he did with those three, and he's in there with you, right? And he says, come out. How many of you are going to stay there? How many of you, like, you know, when your water's boiling on the stove and it's really bubbling over, right? How many of you are, like, going to keep it going hot, just keeping it hot, right? No, right. What are you going to do? You're going to get out of it, right? One of the easiest ways for us to get out of the fire that we're currently in is to do what? When Jesus comes into it, he comes into the circumstance, right? What's he do? Unbinds you, and then what? Causes you to do what? Step out. What are you going to do? Brilliant. What I'm trying to say is this. If you've been stuck in a situation in your life for umpteen years, whatever that might be, a situation, a circumstance, a belief system that you might have that you're not good enough, or all that junk that you've learned to believe that other people might have told you, like the Nebuchadnezzars that we've all had in our lives that told us what we could and couldn't be, right? Who told us we had to bow down and just be quiet and go away and just do what we ask you to do regardless of whether it hurts you or someone else. Guess what? Once you really have the power of God in you and that fire is within you, guess what you do? You say, oh no, I refuse to listen to that mumbo jumbo. I refuse to have you stop my dreams. I refuse to allow you to keep me stuck in this place of lack and poverty and fear and worry and depression. I refuse. I'm going to step out of it. And all you have to do is do what? Step out of it. You get out of it. You just move. Right? If you don't like where you are in your life, you are not a tree. You can move. You are a human being. You have limbs, 2 feet, and legs. Now, what stops you from moving? There we go. Fear, our mind. See, I look at life this way. You have the ability, the capability, through God, to walk through any fire, to step out of every circumstance in your life by you making the decision to go out of it. You can break through anything if you decide to make that choice and move. You do not have to stay in that circumstance. You don't have to let the threats of somebody else or your own threats that you put in your own mind about your own fears of people won't like me if I'm happy. What? Or what will my family think if I go out and do this? They won't want me to do that. You know, we all have these limiting beliefs in our head, don't we? Don't we? We even have limitations that we place upon ourselves as a church. We can only do this because we're that. Or other, whatever words we use, right? We can only. Wait a minute now. What are we reading in the scriptures this morning? Our God is able, right? Even if we're placed in a fiery furnace, God will save us out of that, right? And we're here to stand up and help you stand up to your fear. See this, I know you think the story's all about Nebuchadnezzar and kings and other people that think they're more powerful than God. We know God is more powerful. We understand that, right? But I'm also talking about how sometimes you have to run face first right into your fears, right into those doubts, right into that. And you know what you're going to find when you run right into it? God is with you and helps you through it and gets you right out to the other side. You're never alone in this, church. So this is kind of like one of those audience participation sermons. I know I've done a lot of work up here, and I did a lot of running, and I've been in the fire, and I'm sweating. But it does no good if you don't move out of the place where you're at in your mind. It does no good for God to do what he has done against Nebuchadnezzar, as well as for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It does no good that Jesus rose from the dead and rose Lazarus and all those other great stories that we read in the Bible, and the fact that we know that God will see us through every bit of fire. It does no good if you don't apply that personally to your own life. Some of you said that things stop you from moving forward, right? Okay. Some of you said that you have what? Fear. Who has a fear? Fear. Stand up. You're afraid of anybody, anything? You know what it is that you're afraid of? Right? So, if God were in you and right beside you, what do you think would happen to that fear? It would go away? So that means that you could move towards your dreams. That means that you could move towards the thing in your life that you want the most. That means that you could move out of the place where you're in, stuck in that fear, to a place of power, right? Right? Now, the question is this. Are you willing to do it? Do I have to threaten you? What bad would happen if you had no more fear? What good would happen? If you could move forward away from your fear, whatever it is, can you see what it is that's your fear right in front of you? Can you see what it is? Is it a symbol of some kind? Is it a picture? Is it a person? Is it a word? Do you see what it is? You see it. So I want you to walk through it. It would be okay right now to walk through it. Where is it now? For those of you that have walked through it, some of you are not walking at all, and I see that. And that's okay. You can stay right where you are. We'll love you anyway. But I'm here this morning to get you fired up, to know that if there's a fire inside of you of desire to be more and to have more and to really live the principles of the scriptures of what God is and who God is, that God will surely save us, that even when we walk through the fire, we will not be burned. Therefore, if you want to walk towards your goal, guess what? You can get there. No more letting fear stop you, right? So for those of you that still have fear, can we exchange the fears, please? Will you kindly give her your fear and you give her your fear? You give him your fear. Let's exchange fears. Nobody's taken. What happened? I would like for each of you to take one great, big, giant step forward. Mother, may I? Yes, you may. Now, I'm going to come around the room, and I know you left your fears on the seat, so I'm going to come around the room, and I'm going to pick up the fears and get them and take them You want to leave that one? You want to safeguard that? Oh, thank you. I'll take that one. There's another one over here. Oh, this is a big one. Wait a minute. I need some help lifting this fear. Can you? You want to hold that? Thank you. Okay. All right. Wait a minute. Okay. You give it to her. Okay. All right. Let her. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. We get nowhere in fear. No matter who's above us that tries to give us that fear and tell us what we cannot do and threatens us, guess what? We stand tall. We stand firm on the word of God, don't we? I want all of you to live your dreams and be who you were created to be. Do not let another person, place, or thing, or anything stop you from being all God's called you to be. Let's be like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Even if you throw me in the fire, so what? I know Jesus is coming in, and he'll rescue me. We have a great and awesome firefighter, don't we? Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and they didn't even smell like smoke. Now, I wish I could say the same for some of us who've been through the fire. Sometimes we're a little singed. We got some wounds. God will heal that. But the point is, remember this, you're out of the fire. You're out of it. Never let fear have a hold on you again. Amen? Amen. Amen.